the things I'm grateful for in 2020 is identifying who I am and what I want to represent. Although the journey started in 2018, when I took an adventure into purpose hunting. As a teenager, I struggled with inferiority complex because I had negative thoughts about myself and that made me compare myself with other people. I started living by the footprints of every person I admired. For instance, I admire an extroverted person because they are very friendly and they are very outgoing. I admire how they could just step into a room and lead the fun and just be the life of the party. So I always wanted to be like them and it was very exhausting. I remember every time I tried to do that, it always felt like I was forcing myself into a place where I don't belong. It always felt like I was trying to fit into a position where I am not needed. Just like when you have a bottle and you're trying to force in your five fingers at the same time. We know that is impossible. Yeah. I admired it, but I was wrong to try to leave it because that was not who I am. So fast forward to 2018, I decided to take a U-turn and become fully aware of who I am and the reason for my existence. Knowing who I am or becoming aware of my identity has really reshaped my mind and rebranded me. I have come to realize that my personality is unique and there shouldn't be any need for comparison. It has helped me make better decisions for my life and take the right actions that are needed for my fulfillment and happiness. For instance, knowing who I am has shown me the career path I cannot go in for or I don't have interest in, and the reasons I don't have interest in that or in it. It has helped me to know the activities that are not favorable for me and why they are not favorable for me. I have also learned about my strengths and weaknesses, and I have improved on them to be a better version of myself, though still improving. These are the benefits that self-identity have made me enjoy. So I see a lot of young people who lack clarity and direction of what career path to choose. Many of them struggle with self-comparison, negative thoughts, inferiority complex, and even lack of self-confidence just because they don't know who they are or they lack knowledge about their self-identity. Many are so indecisive of what they want to do. They are just ready to jump into anything that is available, probably because of peer pressure or parental influence, or even because that career seems to pay better. In the long run, we've come across stories of several young people who took on a career path just because of parental guidance and they remain unfulfilled. Many of them still find their way to do that which makes them fulfilled. So you see, living fulfilled and purposeful all boils down to one thing, self-identity. I usually tell people that self-identity is one vital step to living fulfilled. If you can become aware of who you are, then you are halfway through to knowing your reason for existence, knowing that problem you were created to solve, and enjoying fulfillment. Several times I've heard people tell me they are an extroverted person because they are very social, they are very friendly, they love to meet with people, they love to talk with people. But after doing an understudy, I really find the truth in that. I observe that they are introverted but enjoy extroverted activities. Also, I've seen extroverted people say they are introverts because they are given to routine activities and time alone. They enjoy their solitude and are very reserved. They think they are introverts because they enjoy these activities. Obviously, these are myths accepted by people about extroverted and introverted personality traits. Like, people would always see good conversationists as extroverts and less talkers as introverts. But that's not true. Personality and temperamental traits are way beyond that. It is beyond our association with people, the activities we enjoy, or the profession or career we've chosen. It is more about our feelings, how we process thoughts, and the things that spur interest in us. And these are things that can help us contrast and compare an extroverted personality and an introverted personality. So this is the reason for the establishment of this podcast. This podcast is going to be unraveling some myths and factual knowledge on understanding your identity and becoming the you God wants you to be. So we've come to a wrap up of today's episode. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll meet again on another episode, on another intriguing episode. I remain your host, Judith Akebi, and God bless you.